And now from poll workers to polling places.
Do you want me to tell you about the first time I did it?
I like to do it in the morning when I'm fresh and I feel that, you know, my synapses are clicking.
Once I did it in an old woman's garage.
Those are actors Angie Harmon, Felicity Huffman, and Daphne Zuniga in a public service announcement talking about voting. Ms. Zuniga actually did cast her first vote in a garage that's legal in California and not so uncommon. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates went out yesterday to some unusual sites where people are voting today, and here is Karen's report.
Los Angeles County is the biggest single county in the United States. It goes from ocean to desert and encompasses everything from urban high-rises to farmland. Deborah Wright, liaison for the recorder of the county clerk, says that as a result, a lot of homes are pressed into service as polling sites.
And then there are areas of the county, neighborhoods and housing tracts, where we have a precinct and there are absolutely no public buildings or even businesses. So we do have a number of polling places in garages, rec rooms, and so forth.
In L.A., as in many parts of the country, polling places have been traditionally set up in public schools. But the cafeterias, auditoriums, and gyms we used to vote in are now frequently off-limits in the interest of keeping outsiders off campus. That means a number of private venues are now morphing into oddball polling places. Deborah Wright.
Well, you know, it doesn't seem odd to us because we're just grateful to have a good location. We have a couple of mortuaries being used this time. We have several real estate offices, a golf course in Long Beach, you name it.
I found one of those places Deborah Wright is grateful to have, a very short drive away from our studios at NPR West. I walked from 95-degree Indian summer heat into heaven.
Yeah, we're at the Colbright Espina. My name's Shannon Takahashi, and I'm the skating school director.
And right now I see a bunch of guys out on the ice, a hockey team practicing.
Yeah, it's actually drop-in hockey. It's pickup hockey. So these guys either don't work or they're on their lunch break.
Tomorrow, though, there's actually going to be people in here voting. How did that happen? How did the rink decide to host this?
We were asked to do it a couple of years ago, and we said, yes, we have a big parking lot, and we thought it'd be a great idea to get people in.
And they go into the warm-up room to vote.
Yep. They just come right in. Most of the people end up coming in the afternoon to vote, afternoon and night.
Like Shannon Takahashi, Phil Tofar puts in long hours every day, so a polling site at his workplace, he's the assistant chief of the Venice Beach Lifeguard Headquarters, is no problem.
We pull out all our lifeguard resources and use this building as a public facility for voting every time they have general elections. I'd say for the last 15 years at least.
Tofar says he votes a few miles down the coast.
I vote in my town, El Segundo. I'll start my day off voting and then I'll come to work.
And spend the day helping others to vote. In urban areas, there's also a need for private places because there are more people than spaces. But sometimes getting there can be a problem. Like yesterday when I tried to get to a bridal salon.
I had to give up a visit to Myra's weddings in the 400 block of North Normandy. She also does divorces for $98 just in case things don't work out. Because like a lot of high-density urban neighborhoods, there was no parking. After circling for about 25 minutes, I gave up, which kind of makes me wonder. How many voters just sort of give up and go home?
In fact, says Deborah Wright, lack of parking is voters' number one complaint about polling locations.
But I do like to say that your polling place is in your neighborhood. And if your neighborhood is parking impacted on Monday and on Wednesday, it's not going to miraculously have a lot of extra parking on Tuesday on election day.
So Wright says, walk, take a taxi to your polling place or carpool, but vote. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Our coverage of today's election continues online, where you'll find up-to-the-minute race results this evening at our website, npr.org.